What is this feeling I have? Victory? Happiness? No toaster bath! Grassy Posse Packer! Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassy, and coming to you fresh off a Green Bay Packers win, a win. Oh, God, it just feels good to say that as we beat up the Dolphins at Lambeau Field 31-12. Well, before we get into the game, let's talk about our sponsorship action, in which we are teaming up with SeatGeek. SeatGeek, a great website to buy and sell tickets, maybe to a Packers game, maybe to a Mumford & Sons concert, maybe to a quinceañera. Either way, if you use the promo code TOMGRASSY, you save yourself 20 smackaroos on your first SeatGeek purchase. So you do that, you help out the show, and everybody's happy. So check that out. Use promo code TOMGRASSY. All right, let's talk about this game. Let's look at some stats. First, Rodgers not having to throw the ball 50 times, which is always helpful. Going 19 for 28, 199 yards, and two touchdowns. But the man, in which I predicted my bold prediction at the beginning of the stream that we did, and again, we live stream every single Packers game, was that Aaron Jones was going to have over 100 yards and two touchdowns, and not to toot my own horn, but I'm going to toot it, because Aaron Jones going 15 for 145, two touchdowns, averaging 9.7 yards a carry. Give this man the ball all the time, all day, every day. Incredible. Davante Adams going 4 for 57 for two touchdowns. MVS going 6 for 44, had a big game. On the defensive side of the ball, you had Breland, who made a few mistakes but had a big interception. Martinez having 9 tackles. And Lowry, Kenny Clark, Fackrell, Raven Green, Montrevious Adams all had sacks. So all great things in that they held the Dolphins to field goals the entire game. Tremont Williams in the punt returning game had a big fumble, which gave the Dolphins a short field, but we were able to hold him to a field goal. Hopefully Trevor Davis, who is cleared to come off IR and actually play this week, will be our new return guy. On the Dolphins side of the ball, Osweiler going 23 for 37, 213 yards and an interception. Frank Gore had a big first series, but on the day went 13 for 90 yards, and Amendola 7 for 72 yards. But overall, looking at this game, our defense played well yet again, in that we were stopping them kind of every time that they had the ball, forcing them to kick the field goals. Of course, we had another punt fake that was successful on us, but then we ran our own fake ourselves. But again, I want to keep this in perspective. While this is a great win and this helps the Packers, you still have the Vikings and the Bears on top of the division. They'll be playing on Sunday Night Football coming up. And, you know, this is against the Dolphins. It's against Brock Osweiler, who is a backup. This is a team that we should have beaten. And while I am happy that we got this victory, I don't want to overstate and be like, oh, God, now we're going to the Super Bowl, because we still got a ways to go. And that Rodgers missed a couple plays. The play calling at times still was very confusing, in that, you know, Jones averaging over almost 10 yards a carry, and you're not giving him the ball more than 15 times is just confusing to me. But who am I? I just talk about the Packers. I don't coach them. But we have a huge game against the Seattle Seahawks this Thursday in Seattle. It's going to be tough, and it's one that is a definite must-win. For me, the Packers right now are in playoff mode, and every single game is basically a must-win situation as we kind of move along, and we're going to be playing the Vikings, we're going to be playing the Bears, of course the Lions at the very end of the season, and we got to hope that they drop a few games. Obviously, next Sunday night will help, and that the Bears or the Vikings will lose a game. I'm actually hoping that the Bears come away with a win, considering that at least we've beaten them before, so we can beat them out on the record. But we need them to both start dropping some games so we can have a chance. But it ain't over yet. You know, Run the Table 2.0, I think, is officially in effect, and it's just a matter of what we do with it. But we have a, I would say, a generous schedule coming up. We got guys like the Seahawks. We got the Falcons, who I think is a winnable game, the Bears, the Vikings, the Cardinals, with the Jets. You know, we could do this. It's just going to take a lot of effort. Hopefully, the second half of the season, we're able to put together in a complete game of football. I wouldn't say we even put together a complete game of football today, but we did what needed to be done. You know, we scored 31 points, held the opposing offense to just 12, and that's what we need to do. But when it comes to some tougher teams, and that the Seahawks almost beat the Rams today, you know, Thursday night's going to be a nice litmus test to see how we're going to do for the rest of the season. But let me know what you think down below about the big game. And also, this is a big game because the Dolphins also beat the Bears. So if it comes down to a head-to-head schedule, this could also be a big thing for the Green Bay Packers, and that they have that victory under their belts as well. But let me know what you think. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or TomGrossiComedy on the Twitter, on the Patreon, on the Instagram, also on Twitch. I'm going to be trying to stream from Twitch. A lot of you have been asking for it. So it's at twitch.tv/TomGrossiComedy, so go and check that out. Also check out Packcast, which is on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on the YouTube. Again, everything will remain on YouTube. The live streaming may go over to Twitch, but all the regular uploads will be here on YouTube, and it's always going to be free because it always is going to be. I would never put it behind a paywall. None of that garbage here. But thank you so much for watching. I appreciate all you in the stream. Had a great time today. I'm going to go home and go to sleep now. Oh, wait, I am home. So now it's just time to go to sleep. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go, Pack, go.